Today, Pat Johnston, is the day that you need to be the international spokesperson of.
Oh?
Today is International Global Hand Washing Day.
Oh, I remember celebrating this last year.
Remember this? Yes. And of course, this year of 2020, it's gotten more attention than ever as the Global Hand Washing Partnership established this day back in 2008. As a way to motivate and mobilize people around the world to improve their hand-washing habits, as washing hands at critical points during the day are important to your overall health.
Yes.
And again, in this year of 2020, in fact, there's even a survey that was done that says the July poll found that 88% of Americans say that they are washing their hands more frequently this year. 88%.
So I suspect we'll find Pat in the restroom singing Happy Birthday twice.
Always.
All day long.
Hey, I did it before the pandemic. Why would I change now?
We've talked about this before, and I just don't know how to put it in perspective. Just to say again that I think I've said that Pat could teach surgeons how to wash their hands. Pat gets his hands more sterilized than an autoclave.
Yes, he sure does.
If I were incapacitated and could not feed myself, I would want Pat Johnston to handle my food if it was going to go into my mouth without touching utensils. That's how much I would trust the hand washing of Pat Johnston.
And in addition to the hand washing, in between sessions in washing his hands, he's using hand sanitizer in the studio.
That's true.
Yes.
And the utensils would be clean as well.
Yes. Everything would be very perfect.
Yes. That's, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
The COVID-19 pandemic, according to Vincent Hill, chief of the Waterborne Disease Prevention Branch of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I did not know there was a Waterborne Disease Prevention Branch of the CDC, but there is. He says the COVID-19 pandemic provides an important reminder that hand washing with soap and water is one of the simplest, most effective ways to stop and spread germs and stay healthy. And again, July poll, finding more people are washing their hands more frequently this year. There is a note here about why some people don't wash their hands. According to Barbara Mullen, who's a professor and director of the Health, Psychology, and Behavioral Medicine Research Group at the Curtin University in Australia, that's a mouthful, she says that some people argue that we humans are prone to physiological disgust reactions. That is, when really horrible-looking grime and filth are observed, we are motivated to remove ourselves from it. But because things like COVID-19 are like invisible, you know, dirt you see, so you want to get rid of. You might have COVID, but you don't see it, so you're not prone to wash your hands.
Right.
At least that's one of the things that they say.
Yeah.
Not surprisingly, men wash their hands much less often than women. Pat, of course, skews that for us. Thank you. And it says here the reason why that is because men feel that the benefits aren't worth the effort. And they think that germs couldn't possibly harm them because they're so small and can't be seen.
Sorry, ladies. You have to deal with us.
And I love this, too. They provide tips for washing hands more often. Here's some of the tips. If you would build your knowledge of what hand washing can do for you, especially if you build your knowledge of coronavirus and its risks, perhaps you would wash your hands more. Further internalize the habit by creating a routine for washing your hands and consider yourself a role model for others. If others see you washing your hands, they will wash your hands.
Right.
That's probably a parental thing, I would think, for kids. Now, this one I find interesting. I'll close with this. Again, I'll give this on a Global Hand Washing Day. Another tip to wash your hands more often is this. Tape to your entrance hall and your bathroom wall or mirror paper that says, "Don't forget to wash hands."
That probably helps.
Which I
can't
get.
Hurt.
But if you are in the restroom and you need a piece of paper to remind you to wash your hands.
There are many, many people who need that, Charlie.
Well, you are making a choice. That paper's not going to. You are making a choice after using the restroom. You are making a choice not to wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you're forgetting, in my mind. It's like you are not doing it by choice. You're thinking, don't need to. I'm out of here.
Right.
Okay, no piece of paper is going to help anybody at that point. So I would think that's one of the basic things you learn after you use the restroom. You wash your hands.
Hey, when you go to your doctors, what do they do after they examine? They wash their hands, thankfully. So follow what they do.
Exactly.
That's good. And also, for everybody who's wearing masks, wash those masks, please, too. Very, very important.
If they're disposable ones, change them frequently.
That's right. Change them frequently. Exactly. And the best way to wash masks, if you've got a handful of them, put them into a mesh laundry bag, throw them in with the rest of your wash, and there you go. Voila. They'll be perfect.
I would trust Pat Johnston.
Thank you.
No fact checking needed here.